Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Okay, so today we're diving into something that honestly most people don't want to think about, but absolutely should. What happens to your real estate when you pass it down to the next generation? We're talking probate, step-up basis, estate planning, all the stuff that can either save your family hundreds of thousands of dollars or cost them dearly if you don't get it right. And Buddy, this is especially huge for folks here in Wilmington and the surrounding areas, right?
You know, it really is. And here's the thing. I see families all the time who've built incredible wealth in coastal North Carolina real estate, but they have no idea how much of that wealth could just slip away to taxes if they don't plan ahead. We're talking about properties that people bought 20, 30 years ago for $150,000 or $200,000 that are now worth $600,000, $700,000, even more. The step-up basis is literally one of the most powerful tax tools available to heirs, but it's also one of the most misunderstood.
Okay, so let's break this down for people who are hearing this term for the first time. What exactly is the step-up basis, and why should someone care?
Oh, man. Okay, so picture this. Your parents bought a home in Porter's Neck back in 1995 for $180,000. Fast forward to 2024, and that same home is worth $650,000. That's a $470,000 gain. Now, without the step-up basis, if you inherited that property and sold it, you'd owe capital gains taxes on that entire $470,000 gain. We're talking 20% federal tax, plus North Carolina's 4.75% state tax. That's easily $110,000 or more going straight to the IRS. But here's where it gets beautiful. With the step-up basis, your cost basis resets to $650,000 on the date your parent passed away. So if you turn around and sell it right then at market value, you owe zero capital gains tax. Zero.
Wait, that's incredible. So you're telling me the difference between selling it right after inheriting versus selling it a few years later could literally be six figures?
Exactly. And that's why timing and planning matters so much. Now, if you hold that property and it appreciates another $50,000 after the date of death, then you'd owe taxes on that $50,000 gain. But you've still locked in the massive tax savings on everything that happened before. The step-up basis is federal law under IRC Section 1014, and it applies to all inherited assets, stocks, bonds, real estate, everything. But real estate is where it hits hardest because properties tend to appreciate so much over time.
So that makes sense for understanding the tax piece, but I'm curious, what about the actual process of inheriting a property? Like, does it automatically go through probate, or is there a way to avoid that whole mess?
Great question. So probate is basically the court process where a will gets validated and an estate gets settled. In North Carolina, it's actually pretty straightforward compared to a lot of other states, but it can still take months or even over a year depending on how complex the estate is. The executor, that's the person named in the will, they have to inventory everything, notify creditors, pay debts and taxes, and then distribute what's left to the beneficiaries. But here's the good news. You can actually avoid probate entirely with the right planning. Living trusts, joint tenancy with rights of survivorship, named beneficiaries on things like life insurance, all of those pass outside of probate.
Okay. So there are ways around it. What's your take on living trusts? I feel like people hear that term and think it's only for super wealthy folks.
No, that's such a common misconception. A revocable living trust is honestly one of the smartest moves any property owner can make, regardless of wealth level. You transfer your property into the trust while you're alive. You still own it. You still control it. You can still sell it or rent it out. But when you pass away, it transfers directly to whoever you named as your beneficiary. No probate, no court delays, no public record. For families with multiple properties across Wilmington, maybe a primary home downtown, a rental property in Belleville, a vacation place near the beach, a living trust can manage all of them under one legal umbrella.
That actually sounds really practical. And you mentioned Belleville? That area has been absolutely exploding, right? What's happening there from an estate perspective?
Oh man, Brunswick County in general, and Belleville specifically, has been one of the fastest growing areas in North Carolina. We're talking about properties that people bought 7, 8, 10 years ago that have appreciated 50, 60, sometimes even more. It's perfect storm for estate planning because the step-up basis is so incredibly valuable there. You've got properties that were purchased for $300,000 that are now worth $500,000 or $600,000. That's exactly the kind of appreciation that makes the step-up basis such a game changer for heirs. Belleville sits right between Wilmington and the coast, so you get that proximity advantage plus the quieter pace and lower density of suburban Brunswick County.
So, if I'm inheriting a property in that area, what's the first thing I should actually do? Like, is there a checklist?
Yes, absolutely. First 30 days are critical. Get a professional appraisal or a detailed comparative market analysis done immediately. That date of death value becomes your stepped up basis and it needs to be documented. Review the title for any liens or issues. Confirm insurance coverage, and this is huge for coastal properties. Then consult with an estate attorney. Don't skip any of these. Delays in documentation can create headaches that take months to untangle. If you want a quick starting point to understand what an inherited property is worth in today's market, there are free online tools. But for anything going into an estate tax return, you really need a formal appraisal.
What about if there's a mortgage on the property? Like, do heirs get stuck with that debt?
Good question. Most mortgages have what's called a due on sale clause, which technically lets the lender demand full repayment when ownership changes. But here's the thing. The federal Garn-St. Germain Act actually protects heirs. Lenders can't enforce that due on sale clause when you inherit from a deceased relative. So you can keep making payments and assume the loan. Now, heirs might want to refinance, especially if the original rate was high, or if they want to do a cash-out refi to cover estate costs. That's where working with a local lender who understands estate financing is huge. Someone like Joey Milam at Alpha Mortgage, who gets the unique dynamics of inherited properties in the Wilmington market.
Okay, and then there's insurance, which I feel like people completely overlook.
Oh, you have no idea. This is one of my biggest pet peeves, honestly. When a property owner passes away, the homeowner's insurance policy might not automatically transfer to heirs. And for coastal properties in Wilmington, if the house sits vacant for more than 30 to 60 days, standard coverage might not even apply. For inherited properties, you often need a separate vacant home or estate property insurance policy. Hurricane and flood coverage are especially critical here on the coast. An insurance specialist like Tyler Beveridge at My Carolinas Insurance, who understands coastal North Carolina properties, can help heirs get the right coverage locked in quickly. And that's not something you want to delay on.
So it sounds like there's a whole team you need to pull together. An attorney, a lender, an insurance person, a real estate professional. That's a lot of moving parts.
It really is. And that's actually why having a trusted local real estate expert involved from the beginning makes such a difference. I've walked hundreds of families through estate transitions, and the ones who get the best outcomes are the ones who coordinate everything early. The real estate professional knows the market, can establish that stepped up basis value accurately, can connect heirs with the attorney and lender and insurance person they need.
it's not just about selling the property. It's about making sure every piece of the puzzle fits together so heirs keep every dollar they're entitled to.
That makes total sense. Well, buddy, this has been incredibly helpful. For folks listening who are dealing with an inherited property or just want to understand what theirs might be worth someday, what's the best first step?
Start with a free home value estimate. We've got that linked in the show notes. It gives you a quick sense of where the property stands in today's market. Then, if you're actually navigating an estate, reach out to a local real estate professional who gets the tax and planning side of things, not just the selling side. The sooner you engage that expertise, the more options you'll have, and the better you can protect your family's wealth. This stuff matters, and it's worth getting right.
Absolutely. Buddy Blake, thanks so much for breaking all this down. We've got links to everything in the show notes. The home value tool, your contact info, and the professionals you mentioned. Folks, if you found this helpful, please share it with anyone you know who might be facing an estate transition. Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.